lives left, 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 left. Hello everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the Three Lives Left podcast. I'm your host, Dan Harrison, and with me as always is my main man, Sam Eastwood.
Hi.
Joining us once again is Captain Cool himself, Simon Townsend.
Hello.
Back once again is Kevin Cornwall.
Good evening.
And the Asian persuasion himself, Jason Wong.
Yo.
Okay. He has to pretend to be as street as possible in case people he knows listens to this.
Oh, shut up.
So the reason I called this a very special edition of the podcast is we're doing something a bit different, something a bit kooky, and mainly we're doing it in tribute to one of my favourite podcasts, which is the Good Job Brain podcast. If you don't listen to that, download it. Honestly, you will learn so much and have so much fun. And what they do is that they are a trivia podcast. They're a pub quiz podcast. They quiz one another on a subject and then they quiz the listeners and stuff like that. And it's tons of fun. It really, really is. And I thought it'd be really cool if we could do something similar where we came up with quizzes for one another based around the things that we cover on Three Lives Left. So we've got quizzes about television and movies and games and old games and, you know, a bit of everything. But before we do that, let's do what we always do and say thank you to you wonderful listeners for listening in and reviewing us and, you know, downloading us or whatever it is you do to get your daily dose of our geekiness into your ears. Because it means a lot to us. It does. We work hard on this, even if it doesn't seem like we do. In reality, we phone it in. That's how we get by in life. And, you know, review us on Podomatic, where you can download us, or review us on iTunes. You can hit us up on Facebook at Three Lives Left Podcast if you search for that. You can find us on Twitter at Three Lives Left. Or, you know, just message us. That's what, you know, we want to hear from you.
Shout.
Yeah, because we'd love to hear from you. So let's get on with our Week in Geek. If you don't know what that is, listen to an older podcast to find out. And Simon, do you want to start us off?
Oh, the weakest of the link, probably. I really haven't been up to much. I've done the usual, you know, played GTA, played Pokemon and all that, but I've actually not done much. I thought about going to C4 today, but it's half term, so I thought, fuck that.
Okay. So, is that really everything?
That really is.
Wow, that's... nothing. Slightly depressing for you.
That is slightly depressing. Well, actually, no, I did a fair amount of drinking, so...
Oh, okay, that's fair enough. It brings it up somewhat. Okay.
Hunting and drinking to ease the pain.
Yeah. Yay. I'll bring the tone up. I'll do mine. So, last time we was on, I talked about using my roommate's laptop to play in the Hearthstone beta. This weekend I got an email inviting me to play in the Hearthstone beta myself, which was wonderful and exciting, which meant that we could play games against one another, which I don't want to do anymore because he beat me 7 times in a row.
What?
Yeah, it hurt, and he hasn't let me forget it. however, if you haven't signed up to the beta, do sign up for it, because they're just sort of, at the moment, they're just letting so many people in, because they're just trying to see how many people they can handle at once playing it. And it's so much fun. It's honestly tons of fun.
Other I signed up ages ago. I still haven't got my fucking invite.
Well, hopefully you'll get it soon, Kev.
I want it so badly.
The other thing I've been doing is playing Batman Arkham Origins, because that came out this week. And that is quality. It's getting sort of middling reviews. I'd say it's one of those ones that if you enjoyed the previous two games, then get it, because that's why I got it. You know, I love the Batman games. I picked it up. It's a ton of fun. It's also backed up by, weirdly, the best tacked-on multiplayer I've ever played. So it's 100%. You know, somebody went, we should probably get multiplayer in this Batman game. We'll get somebody else to make it, though. You know, like studios are so often do. So what's great is actually... a big fan of the studio that made the multiplayer for this game is the guys Splash Damage, who made Brink, which I know you love as well, Sam.
Love Brink, it's yeah. So pretty.
and they made the multiplayer in Arkham Origins, which, you know, while it is obviously last minute made by a different studio, it's got a load of great things going for it. It's a ton of fun. It's gorgeous. Like, the customization options. My Joker guy, when I'm playing on the Joker's team, is genuinely terrifying. He's got a big, long biker beard that's bright purple. He's got a sad clown face painted on his face that's, like, streaked with sweat. He's got tattoos all up his arms. He doesn't have any sleeves on the purple hoodie he wears. and he's got the hood up. He genuinely looks terrifying. But the great thing about it is you can also play as Batman or Robin and try to take down these two teams that are fighting for control of the area you're in, which is so much fun. Because you get games where what happened to me when I was playing it earlier today, where you get a group of guys that suddenly get so freaked out by the fact that you've just dropped in and taken one of their team members out that they spend the next couple of minutes just staring into the air at any place that you could possibly be when you're in the vent underneath them. Just waiting to pop.
That does sound pretty epic.
It was so much fun. I was just underneath them. I'd already dropped down, taken one out, dropped my smoke, got in the vent, and then they're looking around for me. I'm like, go on, separate. Just go on, move a little bit further forward and I'll take you out. Go on. It's honestly so much fun. And other than that, I finally started watching the Game of Thrones TV series. We've watched one episode so far. Yay.
And what do you think?
I really enjoyed it. We really, really, really enjoyed it, genuinely. So I'm excited to get some time to watch the rest of that. Yeah, that's about it. Who wants to go next?
I will.
Go on, Kev.
So I was at the MCM Expo at the weekend.
Oh, I did that as well, but I forgot about that. It was fun.
And Dan bumped into me in full Joker outfit.
Yeah, you look really good, man.
Thank you. I had the version of the Joker I did wasn't like the standard sort of Heath Ledger or Arkham Asylum Joker. I did a version of the Joker which was actually from the DC Universe Online future version of the Joker, where he's sort of like where everyone's sort of fighting. And so he has like a flak jacket on and uses a huge bazooka. And I had a flak jacket on and I built a huge bazooka.
He genuinely looked like really, really good. It was an awesome costume, man.
I even dyed my hair green. I went the whole hog. Not even the spray and shit. I actually dyed it green. It's still green now. Other than that, I've actually been playing Arkham Asylum and Arkham City again because I want to play them again before I get Arkham Origins. So if what you're saying is true about the multiplayer, I might have to pick that up sooner than I intended just so I can play the multiplayer and then wait to play the single player. Because obviously there's always like a golden window for online multiplayer games.
Yeah. Particularly tacked on ones. It's normally in the first 2 weeks that the game launches.
And other than that, it's been about it. Other than that, just sort of some more GTA Online. Been loving that still. A lot of fun. Other than that, nothing new.
Okay, cool. Sam or Jason, which one?
Jason, go for it.
Yeah, let me go for it. Probably not so much. I went with Dan to the Expo. And then we sort of, there have been times during the week where we started to play, we usually just play and carry on, play the Sim. Was playing a bit of GTA, finished the third book for the Game of Thrones. And obviously, like, I did kind of promise myself that I wouldn't watch the first episode of the Game of Thrones until I actually finished the books. Obviously, I just couldn't help it. It was just like, oh my god, I really want to watch it. apart from that, not that much, really. Just doing the usual stuff.
Oh, cool. All right, so Sam.
Cool. I finished Beyond Two Souls with Rachel, which we really, really enjoyed. Obviously, the complaints you can generally have with the game, the controls are very sporadic and doesn't really do what you want it to do half the time, but in terms of the story and art design, it's amazingly beautiful. Story's amazing. The endings, there's like 24 different endings to it.
Wow.
And pardon, how?
I said wow.
Wow, yeah, but like it's all based on like things that you don't think are decisions, and it's just all of a sudden come up that like that's actually something that you did earlier was actually a decision, and we started looking at some of the other endings to it, and I don't know, we're kind of okay with some of the choices we made, but some of them were just a bit like, yeah. But there's definitely going to be another one because they planned for another one.
All right.
So it's gonna look interesting. If they do it properly, obviously, the decisions that you make in this one is gonna affect the next one. And that's why, like, I might have to replay it before the other one comes back out again, so that I can actually make the correct decisions and have the next game the way that I would like it to be, instead of the way that we've stupidly made decisions about it. But yeah, but because I finished that, I traded that in and I got The Last of Us. So I just started playing The Last of Us.
Amazing.
I'm enjoying that. It's really, really cool. I'm not used to using like a PlayStation controller. And it's really kind of, because you're trying to be stealthy and trying to, like, it's quite sensitive movements and stuff like that. So it's,
new one that's set up like
it. I did, but it doesn't like respond quickly as well. But I think that might just be the game because it seems I'm expecting it to be more like Call of Duty. To like actually, but like it, the gun will fire as quick as I can pull the trigger type thing.
No, it's not about.
But it doesn't. There's a delay in between each shot because he's taking more time to shoot and stuff like that. So I might go back to the other controller. But it's still like, because it's a third party one, it's still like not great.
Yeah, you normally would get a delay with it anyway.
Yeah. Rachel and I, we picked up some zombie dice, which are really cool. It's a really fun little dice game made by the guys who did Munchkin. And you basically, it's just like rolling dice and seeing how much brains you can eat and stuff like that. Rachel and I played the other day and she won like a million times in a row. Because like the goal is to get to 13 and then you stop and the other person gets a chance to like overtake you. In the first go she got 4 and in the second go she got 15.
Good Lord.
And I was just like, all right, okay, let's try this. First roll I get like 2 shots and then you get 3 shots and you're dead basically. And I was like, well, this isn't a sign for things to come, is it? But it generally is a lot of fun. We played before like the other time and it's very random. There's no skill involved. You just made decisions when to keep them going and stuff like that. But yeah, lots of fun. It's really cheap. I think it's only about £10 or something. And yeah, I think that's about it.
Awesome. So let's move on to the Three Lads Left News Blast. So I'm going to give you guys a quick rundown of everything that's happened in the last 2 weeks. So have you got ready with the 60-second timer?
Yep.
Just bear in mind, this is the first time I've ever done this.
Normally
me and Sam lord it above everybody else, watching them and laughing at them.
Yeah.
And then last week we had to do it.
I did mine in 40 seconds.
I'm aware that you did yours in the 40. You still have the shortest one that anybody's had to do, though.
Doesn't matter.
Well, we were saying about giving you 30 seconds to do it because it was the shortest, so actually, you didn't do very well.
No, you didn't. It's still 10 seconds over what you should have done.
Well, let's see how you do that. Even though nobody's seen your list, Dan, so...
Yeah. My list has only got 3 things on it. I'm just going to pause.
Well, yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yep. Are you ready?
Yeah, you just tell me when to go, mate.
That's set.
Go!
So, game releases this week. We've got Battlefield 4, WWE 2K14, Sonic the Lost World, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Path of Exile, Batman Arkham Origins, and Assassin's Creed 4. In gaming news, South Park The Stick of Truth has been delayed until spring 2014. Ubisoft is dropping online passes. Season 2 of The Telltale's Walking Dead has been teased. The Humble Bundle deals will now automatically add the game to your Steam library. Steam has now got 65 million registered users. EA's new Command & Conquer game has been cancelled. And a modder has used World of Warcraft assets to build a Warcraft 3 sequel in Starcraft 2. In other news, For the Dark World is out. Captain America Winter Soldier trailer has been released. X-Men Days of Future Past trailer is released. There's a new trailer for the Lego movie. Paul Rudd looks like he might be Ant-Man. Aaron Taylor-Johnson, otherwise known as Kick-Ass, will be Quicksilver in Avengers 2. The Deadpool movie is still moving ahead. And Marcia Wallace, the voice of Miss Krabappel in The Simpsons, has passed away. And the next episode of The Simpsons, they'll pay tribute to her. Done.
Cool. 55
seconds.
Yeah, I forgot about Marcia Wallace.
Sad times. That's really sad. Mm. Maybe they'll progress a year, finally.
Another one of Ned Flanders' wives in the grave.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big thing. He's lost another wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He married Miss Krabappel?
In the later seasons, yeah.
Oh, really? She's just a little sex...
Yeah, she puts it around.
She has dated. Yeah. It is actually like one of the jokes that she has dated most of the supporting cast of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And she settled on Ned Flanders.
Yeah. Well, he has got the moonies somehow. Left hand shot still seems.
Yeah. What's that called? The Left Emporium or something.
The Left Emporium. Yeah.
Yeah.
And still
it's been a while since I watched The Simpsons.
But foot long penis as well.
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, there's another joke in The Simpsons that he's very buff and he has a foot-long penis.
Amazingly well endowed.
Yeah, like that. Okay. That's one of the last things he said to like his first wife was not to get him a foot-long hot dog because it makes it reminds him of his penis and.
And then she gets shot on the face with a t-shirt cannon.
Yeah.
I don't know where we go from here now. I mean, I think we'll just call it there.
So that was the Show's last left podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I'm never going to be able to look him in the eye again. Whenever I watch The Simpsons, which is basically never now. So.
Oh, have you not seen that one? Because it's like when Maud Flanders dies.
I remember the one where she dies, but I didn't remember them saying it.
And they film him in the shower, and they blur out like ridiculously long down like he's...
I just remembered the scene with Maud dying. I remember it being hilariously funny for something that was supposed to be almost dramatic.
Perfect. Yeah.
Because I remember the bit when like they went skiing and stuff, and Homer was perving on him.
Yeah, because he says it's like...
He's wearing like a light suit, isn't he?
Yeah. It's like I'm wearing almost nothing.
It's like I'm wearing nothing at all.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Oh, God, he can't get that out of his head, can he? Nothing at all. Yeah. Oh, my God. The classic Simpsons, there is nothing better. Okay, so let's get on with our trivia. So the rules of this trivia contest, and I'll be keeping score as to who wins at the end, because it's not a game if somebody doesn't win. basically, one of us is going to start off. We'll decide who in a second. And to answer a question, you shout your name. You let the person who answered the question respond. Say, "Yep, go ahead, blah." And then you give your answer, and they can tell you if that's correct or not. So, who wants to go first? Wow, that's
I'll do it.
Bear with me 1 second, sir.
Okay. I've got a pen and paper, so I'm going to write on everybody's. I'm going to tally everybody.
As well, yeah? You don't trust my scorekeeping, is what
you're saying. You don't trust me for anything, Dan.
That's right. I wouldn't trust me either. I've already got a score of 15 and we've not started. All right, so Sam, why don't you tell us what your quiz is on?
So my quiz is comics and graphic novels, but it's mainly comics.
Okay.
Because
also known as the Deadpool quiz.
There are no Deadpool questions.
There was one, but you had
there was one, but it was too hard.
That's what she said.
Oh. So yeah, and I didn't think it was that. That question wouldn't have been fair to everybody as well. So
I mean, get a couple.
I mean, like, yeah, I could think of other ones, but
just get them.
I like them. Okay, right. Okay, cool. So first question. There was a when Marvel and DC did their crossover, there was a combined character. What was his name, and who were the two combining characters to make that hero?
I feel I need to search for a cricket soundbite.
Yeah.
No?
Kevin.
Yep, go on, Kevin.
Okay, the two characters were Wolverine and Batman.
Yes.
Wasn't it like Nightblade or something?
Dan.
The name?
Dark Claw.
Dark Claw is correct. You both get half a point.
Yeah.
So,
didn't know, just quickly, I didn't know that was part of the DC Marvel crossover, the what if so-and-so did so-and-so. I thought that was a rip thing. Someone had shown me Dark Claw years ago and said, "Oh, look, it sent the piss out."
DC and Marvel, when they did the Marvel versus DC comics.
Yeah.
The guy's name was Logan
Wayne. Yeah.
And he was a millionaire, playboy, mercenary. And he had like all the powers of like Wolverine and still had all the money and stuff like that of like Batman and stuff as well. Which is really cool.
Wow.
Okay, moving on. Next question. When was the first modern comic book printed?
Do you want a specific year?
Just a year. If you nobody can get the year, I'll do it within five years.
Dan.
Yep, go on, Dan.
1924.
No.
Damn. I know it's around that time.
Jason.
Jason, go for it.
1921.
Nope.
Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
1900s.
No. Within the 1900s. Simon, go.
1930.
1933,
so yeah.
Ah, Simon's closest, damn it.
Yes! So I've actually got information here, which is actually really cool, which I can't find. Wait. Okay, so it was originally printed in 1933. My Eastern Colour Press was looking for a way to make better use of their printing equipment, which was frequently set idle between jobs. So they kept the idea of printing an 8-page comic section, which can be folded down from the larger broadsheet into a smaller 9-inch by 12-inch format. The results of the first modern comic book.
Oh, cool.
Very nice.
Yeah. That is actually pretty cool. 1933. Damn.
Yeah.
Only 10 years out.
Yeah.
Only a decade.
Okay. So, which superhero helped to take down the KKK in real life?
In real life?
Real life.
Kevin. Wasn't it Superman?
It was Superman.
Hey!
There was a journalist, I've forgotten his first name, but Kennedy was his last name, and he was a journalist and he wanted to get all this information out and stuff like that. So he joined the KKK because he was white. And he went to the police with this information and they said, we're not going to do anything with this information. We're not going to touch it. We're too afraid of the KKK. So he went to this publishing firm who were Action Comics at that time because it was the 1940s. And he gave them all this information. So all the secret handshakes, all the passwords, all the words for the rituals, everything like that, and they use that within the Superman Takes Down the KKK comics, and by doing that it reduced the recruitment rate to zero. And it actually weaned off because of the parents would see their children playing Let's Play Superman Kill the KKK, and they were like, I don't want my son to find out that I'm a Klan member because he's awesome. Trying to kill me and stuff. So, yeah.
That is pretty awesome. That time that Spawn took on the KKK.
He did.
he got hung by them because obviously Spawn is black. He ended up turning one of the leaders into a black man with his powers. Causing the other KKK members to kill him.
Yeah. They used Superman to campaign against a lot of things. I think my favourite one is they had like a Superman stop smoking campaign.
Yeah.
From like the 1940s, 1915s or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was Superman versus Nick O'Teen. I thought that was brilliant.
That's really cool. Cool. Right. Question number four. Question number four. Okay. So, which music artist did The Punisher team up with?
Dan,
go for it.
That'd be Kiss, isn't it?
Nope.
Ah, damn it.
Kiss?
That just feels like a match made in heaven. Oh, what? Come on. Kiss have had comics, son. 100% Kiss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get that. Comic. But, like, as characters, Kiss are, like, as far removed from The Punisher as you can get.
Black and white. That's all I was thinking.
No one?
No.
No one?
You're nobody gonna guess like me, no? I'm not losing points, son. Come on, make a fucking guess.
Tell us is it a group or a single artist?
It's a single person, single artist. I'll give you another help as well. It's a rapper.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. Big Pun?
Big Pun? Who the fuck is that? No.
It's like okay. Let me explain this. Big Pun is a rapper who based his name around The Punisher. It's Big Punisher.
Oh, okay.
So, fuck you and who the fuck is that?
I don't even know. No, it's not. Good guess, but no. No? Nobody?
It's a rapper, yeah?
Yes, it's a rapper.
Dan.
Yeah, go for it, Dan.
Is it Biggie?
Nope, it's not Biggie.
I was going to say that,
yeah.
No one?
I'm trying to think of, like...
Can you... can you give me the nationality, sir? So I can define
American.
Hey, look, if he's white, yeah, I'm not even going to bother.
Thing is, right, all I can think is...
I was going to say NWA, but I was like, yeah, it's not great.
Can't be the NWA.
Imagine that.
Ice Cube.
Nope.
God, Sam, we ain't got it, obviously.
Eminem.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Jason, you were wow. Fringing on it, mate.
So basically what it was is that Baraka was sent by the Parents Music Council to kill the Punisher, and to kill Eminem even, and Punisher was sent to protect him and to make sure that he wasn't killed by them and stuff. But Eminem actually had like quite a bit of say in it, so they had to change quite a lot of it, the original storyline, to make him seem more badass than he actually is, especially compared to Punisher and stuff. So,
sound
yeah.
Lame.
It does sound lame. It sounds really lame.
I just thought that was quite interesting, actually.
Oh,
poor
Sam.
So no one got that. Last one. Okay. So, this is like a two-part again. How much is the most valuable comic book, and what is it?
Kevin?
Go on, Kevin.
Is it Detective Comics 27, the first appearance of Batman?
Nope, because 27 isn't the first appearance of Batman.
Isn't it?
Number 10 is.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I was playing Arkham...
Like, no more than like 20 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, I'm wrong then.
Yes. Anybody else?
Let me just guess the number.
No one?
You're wrong.
Yeah, it's on the Wikipedia, number 27.
Yeah, 27 is...
See, I knew I was right because I was playing Batman today and it said 27, so...
Well, I read the thingy earlier and it said that there was someone
what
else.
Thingy?
You sound godly.
Because there's a picture of it on Wikipedia as well, the comic, the front page of number 27.
Sam, are you assuming that number 27, are you assuming the big 10 on number 27 was number 10?
No, I read it earlier and I said it was something else.
But where did you read it?
On the fucking Tinterwebs. Oh, 27.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's Bob Kane, Bill Finger, first appeared, Detective Comics 27, May 1939. Tell me I'm wrong, fool! How dare you? How dare you, son?
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Sam, was it that comic?
No.
Okay.
Still
right,
wrong.
Is it the first appearance of Superman?
Yes, but what's the comic called?
Action Comics. I can't tell you what issue it is, but it's Action Comics and it's got Superman lifting the car above his head. I know because it's on the wall in the bathroom of one of my favourite restaurants, and it always makes me want to take it down and hide it in my bag.
It is that one. Action Comics number one. So Simon kind of
he googled it.
Yep.
So then you get half a point for mentioning it. How much is it worth?
Are we talking millions?
I don't. How much is it worth?
Oh fuck. 500,000.
No.
Damn it.
Anybody else want to guess?
$850,000.
No.
900K?
Nope.
A million.
You can't keep guessing, son. I've had your guess.
Kevin.
Make a guess. Then
Kevin, you're the
guessing.
Last person to make a guess.
My bad, homie.
2 million.
You're the closest. It's $2.89 million.
Oh,
and
are we talking for like mint?
Mint, yeah, basically brand new. And do you want to know who sold it?
Go on.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a big Superman, though.
Yeah. So he was the first person to break 2 million when selling it as well. There's only about 100 copies
in circulation.
And somebody sold it like a okay condition one. For like $750,000, but yeah, the most was Nicolas Cage, which was absolutely mint. I think it was like still in his packet and stuff like that.
Sell it though, that's the weirdest thing. Because I mean, Nick Cage is a massive Superman fan.
He had to sell it. He was broke. That's why he did all those shit movies as well. And genuinely, not just because you know he's the
Nicolas Cage.
below average actor. he also bought a house, and I say a house, I mean a castle in Eastern Europe, and didn't pay taxes for like 6 years. So that's why he had to sell all of his like expensive assets and do all these shit movies to earn all this money to pay the tax, man.
Mm.
He pulled a Wesley Snipes, but didn't get put in prison for it. Hey, cool.
So yeah, that was mine.
That's Sam's really, actually genuinely quite interesting comic and comics quiz. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Wait. You want to go next, are you?
Yeah.
Just as a running total, currently, Kevin has 2 points. I have 1 point, and Simon has 1 point.
Oh, Jason, yeah!
Jason wants to step his game up.
comics on my strength, so...
All right, well, Simon, you want to tell us about your...
Kevin's got 1.5.
I've
got him down as having 2 because he got half a point for being closest to the money.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, see? There we go. Go on, Simon.
All right, mine's about movies. Fair and simple. You get this in the pub every time. So, I'll start off. What does the J in Michael J. Fox stand for?
Oh, good.
Sam.
Sam.
Sam. James?
No.
Dan.
Stab in the dark.
Dan.
Dan. Jonah.
No.
Damn it. I thought it was going to be weird like that.
Have a go. Have a go. Come on.
I guess her name begins with J. Your name begins with J.
I'll do my name,
man. Shit. You'll feel bad if that turns out to be the answer.
What, my name?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to be a pain, Simon. Can you repeat the question?
What does the J in Michael J. Fox stand for?
Janet?
No.
Go on, Kev.
See, I know this. I read this recently.
I did read this recently. That's how I came up with it.
Wait. Isn't it a trick question?
It is.
Stand for anything.
It is. That's correct. It doesn't stand for anything. The J in Michael J. Fox comes from, his actual middle name is Andrew, but when signing up for the Screen Actors Guild, there was already a Michael Andrew Fox, and he was going to go by Michael A. Fox, but he didn't want to sound pretentious by saying that he's A. Fox, so he went for J. Fox instead.
First quality.
Yeah, read it recently because it recently had like a Back to Future trilogy marathon with a couple of friends. So yeah, we were just spouting random facts.
Okay, next question.
Yep.
Name the 4 actors that appear in Aliens and also the Terminator franchise.
Oh, fuck off.
It's one of my great little trivia ones.
I literally going to say Arnold Barza. He's not in Aliens, is he? So.
So it's have appeared in one of their films in the Aliens franchise and appeared in at least one.
Only appeared in Aliens, the second movie.
Right.
But there are 4 of the actors from that movie that within the Terminator franchise.
Oh my god.
So one of the Terminator movies. I'll give you a hint, it's the first 2.
Okay.
How are we pointing this up? Do you get a point per actor?
If you want to.
Okay, Kevin.
Kevin.
I can't remember the actor's name.
That sucks.
But
the actor's name.
You gotta know the actor's name.
Oh man, and come on, that's harsh, man.
No, go on. One's quite easy. One is quite easy.
The android from Aliens.
That's actually not the easy one. You are correct. Lance Henriksen, who played one of the police officers in the first movie.
Yeah,
Terminator and Bishop in Aliens.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's one.
Whoop whoop.
No one can guess the really easy one.
Oh, Kevin again.
Kevin.
I'm guessing this isn't the easy one as well, but. The guy in Aliens who says, game over, man, game over.
Yeah.
He's Bill Paxton, that's the one. He's also in Terminator 1. He's one of the guys that Schwarzenegger originally robs for their clothes.
You are correct, yep.
Yeah.
Still not the easy one,
though. I get all the hard ones.
No one else?
I haven't seen Aliens in so long, that's what's bothering me. Shit.
Give up?
Yeah.
Okay, the easy one is Michael Biehn, who is Kyle Reese and
of course he is, yeah.
Hicks.
Yeah.
And then you've got Jeanette Goldstein, who plays Vasquez, also plays John Connor's adopted mother.
Yeah. I remember both of those now that you said it. Yeah. But I got the two incredibly obscure ones, so I'm quite proud.
Does he get a point for each, or does he get half a point?
We'll go for a point. I don't mind.
Okay. Well, fuck you. Giving out points like it's fucking nobody's business, yeah?
your game, son.
Next question. What is the last role ever played by Orson Welles, who is famous for Citizen Kane?
Kevin. He was in the Transformers movie. He was Unicron.
Correct.
Damn it. I was literally about to say who he was in that movie.
Yep.
Okay, next one. Who was the second wife of Tom Cruise?
Dan.
Sam. Sam said it.
Oh, who was it? Who's going to go?
I think Sam got it first.
Go on, Sam.
It's not Katie Holmes, is it?
No, it's not.
Dan.
Dan.
It's Penelope Cruz.
No.
Damn it. Oh, wait, no, it's not. Fuck.
But he never got married to Penelope Cruz.
No, he didn't. They were just dating. I'm really annoyed now because I actually know who it is and it's really obvious.
When you say it then?
Because I've already had my guess.
Kevin?
It's probably the wrong one. Is it Nicole Kidman?
It is Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
He first was married to Mimi Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fuck you, Kevin.
Listen, I can't help that I am a general all-round nerd.
Okay, last question. Who said you can't handle the truth?
Dan.
Dan. Go on, him.
Who?
Dan, it was you.
Oh, okay. That's, hang on, right? This is the thing. It's Jack Nicholson.
It is Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Or?
Yeah.
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, Commanding Officer, Marine Ground Forces, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Very nice.
You had that waiting, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Got the whole soundboard in front of me.
I was just waiting out, because I had the scene in my head, and I was like, isn't this one of those things where it's not him who said it, but everyone thinks he said it? No, I'm fairly certain I'm right.
So that's all of your questions.
That's all of mine.
Fucking hell, right. Running total so far, I have Simon with one, Kev with five, and me with one.
Yep.
I've got... One, two, three, four, five. I've got him on six.
Who, Kevin?
Yeah.
You might be being more generous than me.
Well, no, because he had two from my lot.
Yep.
And then he just got four right.
Yeah.
That makes six.
That makes six.
Shut up,
son. I'll do mine next.
Yeah, go on, Kev. You do yours.
Welcome to Kevin Cornwall's wonderful retro quiz.
Yay!
Okay, so first question. In the original Outrun, what car do you drive? I'm looking for make and model.
I can give you the colour.
Really?
That's all I can fucking think of. Really,
question genuinely only comes in like three colours, so I won't give you points for that. Go, Sam.
I've not played Outrun, so I'm just kind of just guessing. Is it a Dodge Charger?
Nope.
Is that close?
Not even close.
Dan.
Go. Oh, no, it's not, is it?
Is it a Lamborghini?
Nope.
Damn it.
No, I know what it is.
Oh, Jason.
Go, Jason.
Is it a Ferrari F50?
Close.
It's a Ferrari.
You've got the make right. It is a Ferrari.
It is a Ferrari, bro. I know it is. Oh, I want to go again. I think I know what it is, man.
I think I know what it is now. It's annoying.
Simon.
Just name a Ferrari, dude.
360 Spider?
Nope. It's possible for a 360 Spider.
Oh,
God. Go on, Kev, tell us.
Obviously, Jason gets half a point for getting the Ferrari, right? It's a Ferrari Testarossa.
Oh, cool.
I was going to say Spider.
I was going to say Enzo.
Yeah.
Enzo. Okay. I was thinking maybe to go with Enzo. But...
I think it's far too old for the...
No, Enzo's from, like, 1970s, they originally made one.
Really? Oh, okay.
I don't know cars. They go broom. There we go.
They go broom.
Okay, next question. What was the first ever home console?
Sam.
Go.
Was it the one you played Pong on? I forgot what it's called.
It is a Pong machine. But
Dan.
Go, Dan.
Is it the Intellivision?
Nope.
Damn it, I thought it was what it was. Because that's got the little noddles. Whatever.
This is way too back now. I don't even know.
All right, young one.
Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
Had a one.
Oh my god. It's... I know it's Atari something.
You're wrong about the Atari.
Didn't Atari make?
No.
It's quite a clever one because it's not what you think it is. Five, four, three.
Yeah, that sounds really
two,
like
one.
Okay.
It's a Magnavox Odyssey.
Do I get half a point for saying Pong?
No.
No, because it's got absolutely nothing to do with what the console is.
But it's the only game.
Right, next one. And this one, everyone should get. Because if not, then you should hang your heads in shame. What game did Mario first appear in?
Dan.
Go, Dan.
Donkey Kong.
Well done.
Was there one before that?
Not nope. That Mario appears in.
No, I was watching a Do You Know. I'm sure there was one before that.
Well, I'm going with what Kevin's answer is. Yeah. Kevin says Donkey Kong, so you can go lick my balls.
Okay, next question. Which classic side-scrolling adventure had a sequel on the PS2 called Maximo?
I remember.
Say that again.
Classic side-scrolling adventure game.
Yeah.
2D side-scroller. Had a 3D follow-up sequel, whatever you want to call it, called Maximo on the PS2.
Simon.
Go, Simon.
Was it Goblins and Ghouls?
Ghosts and Goblins, yes.
Ghosts and Goblins, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking they got quite similar gameplay, because I remember Maximo. I had no idea, but they had similar gameplay with the armor falling off and all that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And the last question, now this one's going to fuck everyone up. How many Sega consoles are there? I'm including handhelds. I'm not including incremental updates. So obviously everyone's going to get the Mega Drive. Let me just finish the explanation. Everyone's obviously going to get the Mega Drive because that's that one. So I'll give you that one for free. So I'm not including stuff.
Oh, we
like,
have to name them.
No, you can give me a number, but I would, you know, I'd, you know,
extra
be impressed
point
if you can name more than 2/3 of them.
Simon.
Go, Simon.
Five.
No.
Can I at least name the ones I think?
Yeah.
Okay, you got the Master System.
Yeah.
The Mega Drive. The Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
The Dreamcast and the Game Gear.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I missing then?
Hang on.
I'll give Simon 1.5 points for that because he did name a large amount of them. And he is close, so I'll give half a point to anyone else that can name another two.
Simon, what were the ones you said? You said Game Gear.
You said Master System, Mega Drive, Saturn, and Dreamcast, and the Game Gear.
You counting the Sega CD?
No,
cool.
Because that's an add-on, not a full console.
Yeah.
And I'm not counting stuff like the Wonder Mega, which is basically just a Sega Mega Drive with the add-ons built on. Counting full retail consoles.
Fuck me now. I can't think of any others. Anyone else?
Five.
Nope.
Four.
Three, I'm just going to say seven.
Two. One. Sam is close with seven. There are, in fact, eight. The three that you were missing were the SG-1000, which was Sega's first console. The Sega Nomad, which was basically a portable Mega Drive. And the really obscure one, which I knew no one would get, it was called the Mega Jet. It was a console specifically designed by Sega to be played on aeroplanes.
Oh.
Wow.
And that's my five questions done. Thank you for playing the Retro Quiz by Kevin Cornwall.
That needs to be in, like, 8-bit.
Yeah. Jay, do you want to go ahead with yours now?
Yeah, all right.
Should we just quickly have a running total of what I've got and then let Sam correct me again? Simon with 3.5, Kevin still on 6, Jason with 0.5, and me with 2 points.
Yep.
All right. I'm right with Simon.
Yep.
Okay, good.
You remembered how to count.
Yay.
Well done. So, Jason.
Okay. My quiz is basically just like modern games, just like not, I wouldn't say way too back, but say a good decade or so. So, all right, the first question would be, who is the voice actor of Booker DeWitt?
Simon.
From Bioshock Infinite. Fucking, you got to say your name first, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Kevin.
Actually, no, because you did that, I won't count that.
What? Read one of your other questions instead.
Yeah, start again.
Okay. Voice actor Troy Baker is featured in an exclusive PlayStation game which came out this year.
Simon.
Kevin.
Oh. Damn.
The Last of Us.
Okay. So Simon got that one. Alright, third question. Which game won Game of the Year awards in 2005?
2005? Okay.
Sam.
Sam.
Was it... Oh, bollocks, no, it's not. Sorry, retract that. I thought it came out then, but it totally didn't.
Oh, it's quality.
It totally didn't.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
Wait, okay, I'm just going to shot in the dark anyway, because I said the name anyway. Is it Res Evil 4?
It is.
Oh, what?
Yes!
That's a good guess. I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Because I was originally going to say Halo, but that was not released.
That was not. Before that, son.
Yeah, so, yeah. You got a point.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got 1 point.
Time's on a point. He's on the board.
Yeah.
All right, what year did the GameCube become available in Japan?
Japan?
Sam.
Damn. Oh, damn it.
Sam.
Was it 2003?
Nope.
Dan.
Dan.
1999.
No.
Damn it.
Kevin.
2003. No.
I just said 2003.
Simon, you're the last person. Simon.
Right, I meant to say something else, but...
Simon said 2002.
No.
What was it?
2001.
Damn it.
I was close
to... Originally, it was meant to be in Europe. You would have gone right 2002. But
2001 for Japan, actually. I'd say 2002 felt right, but... Them damn Japs. Getting it early.
Damn Japs. Oh my god. Okay.
My last question. Okay. Recently, the game has been remaked this year. Which game is it?
Sam.
Sam.
Is it Legend of Zelda Wind Waker?
Yeah. Alright, Dan. Boom.
Let me give Sam his second point.
Go up to 2 points.
Ooh, you might pip some people here, Sam, because I'm doing a quiz about television. Yay!
So I'm coming last then.
Yeah, and it's all white man's TV. You know, I don't know none of your Japanese sitcoms.
Bitch, I don't watch that shit. You know it.
Okay, so hang on, let me get my questions up. So, question one. Dr. Gregory House is based on which famous literary character? Simon.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, he is. You can tell this by the fact that a house is like a home. Haha.
Wow.
And that his best friend in the TV show is Wilson, otherwise known as Watson. And he's addicted to drugs, like Sherlock Holmes. There's lots of things.
Bad number.
And he's an arsehole and no one likes him.
Yeah.
Just like Holmes. Right. In Buffy the Vampire Slayer, how many times does Buffy die?
Simon.
Oh, Simon, go on.
Oh, God. Oh, God, twice.
Yes. I would have given you, hang on, right, and a bonus point here. How does she die?
First one is in season one where she is drowned in a puddle by the master.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time is at the end of season five where she sacrifices herself to save the world, which you go by jumping through a big portal thingy.
Simon, you've just recently watched all of Buffy, haven't you?
No. I haven't, actually.
Know it. All right.
I haven't watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer in years. I just know most of it off by heart. But,
oh. Uh-huh.
I'm a big Buffy fan.
Okay. Who is Milhouse named after?
Wow.
Milhouse, the Simpsons character. Bart's best friend. He's named after someone. Who's he named after? I like this. I have you stumped. any guesses? Does anybody want any hints?
Yeah.
It's after a US president.
Oh,
Kevin.
Oh, God.
just shut his name.
I know it. Cause... Nixon.
Yeah. Yes. Richard Nixon's middle name is Milhouse.
Yeah. Yes!
Okay. In its 10 seasons, how many times do you see the character's friends actually lock their apartments?
Sam.
Go on, Sam.
Is it twice?
Yes, it is. 10 seasons, you only ever see
I can tell you when it is as well.
Twice. Go on.
Because it's once in like mid-season, I forgot when, like somewhere in the middle, where they lock themselves out.
Yep.
And the last time is when they actually leave and they shut the door properly. Yes. And lock
the only time you ever see them lock them or when they lock themselves out.
What about the time when they switched apartments?
Even then, they don't actually lock the doors. You never see them physically put a key in and lock it.
Oh, yeah, because it's already locked.
Yes.
Locking.
Neighborhood safety right there.
So, how many Supermans appear in Smallville?
Sam?
Clarify, do you mean different versions or... People who have played.
People who have played Superman.
Oh, who have played Superman?
Yes.
Kevin. I thought you meant different variants.
No.
I'm still going to take a shot in the dark.
Go on.
I'm going to say two.
No.
Okay.
Jason.
Kevin.
Three.
He already said it in the middle of Sam's answer.
Oh, right, okay.
And it is three. Can you name them for a bonus point?
I can name two of them.
Go on.
Dean Cain and Christopher Reeve.
Well, the fairly obvious one.
Yeah.
You're missing.
Really?
Who's the star of the show, Kevin?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, oh, okay. I can never remember
Tom
his
Welling.
Name. Tom Welling, that's the one.
The gorgeous Tom Welling.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, actors who had played, like, actually Clark Kent Superman, as in, like, actor who was the little baby that played him, actor who was a little bit older, and then, like, main guy.
No, not like that. No, I meant people that have fully played actual Superman.
Oh, I would have got that.
Oh, sorry, Simon. And just as a bonus, I'm going to do my bonus question, which is my favourite question. What is special about the janitor in season one of Scrubs?
Simon.
Go on, Simon.
In season one, it was fully intended that the janitor was going to be a figment of JD's imagination. It wasn't until season two that they made him a regular cast member and that he actually interacted with anyone else in the show.
Yeah. And why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
They decide to do that?
Oh, because guy who plays him is like well good, and he like ad-libs most of his lines to the point where a lot of the time in the script it would just say whatever the guy who plays him says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that technically is true. Neil Finn is a very, very talented actor, and he's great at ad-libbing his lines, particularly well with Zach Braff. However, the reason that they had intended him to be imaginary is because they didn't think they were going to get renewed for a second season.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
He says he's a talented actor. He is talented, but have you seen The Middle?
Yeah, I've seen The Middle.
Yeah.
Horrible comedy. It's so bad.
It kind of just reminds me of a rehash of Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
It is. It's basically one big rehash with unlikable characters, and it's really sort of sullied my sort of opinion of the janitor because it's so bad.
I like that you call him the janitor.
Yeah, he's the janitor.
He's Dr. Jan Itor.
Jan Itor.
Sam, do you want to give us a final tally of the scores there?
Okay, so we'll go in bottom order. So in fifth place, you got Jason.
Uh-huh.
with a whopping half a point. We've got Dan with 2 points.
Yeah.
Sam with 3 points. Kevin.
Oh.
Yes!
With 7 points. And Simon with 7.5.
Oh my god, by half a point. That's quality. Right. So,
oh,
that was
so angry right now. So angry. So much rage. You have no idea. I was like, yes, I've got this in the bag, but fuck you, Simon. Fuck you in your stupid face and your half a point.
It's going to go move for it now. Oh,
yeah,
dear.
I'm going to Hulk out over here.
Yeah.
That or I'm going to cry into my Chinese.
Does anybody... You're going to cry on Jason? What? Does anybody have anything they want to say before we wrap this up?
No.
Anything interesting anyone learned the way they were doing their trivia?
I mean, I learned
that Simon's a dick. It's a bag dicks.
I mean, generally, like, there's so many different things about, like, comic books and stuff like that that I really have no knowledge of. And it's only just reading up about the last couple of things. And for the amount of people that say, like, what if, there are actually a lot of what if situations in the, like, that they have made, like the Dark Claw stuff. And there's, like, the whole, there's actually a massive fight between DC and Marvel and stuff like that. Mm. I just think it was totally awesome. And I'm actually really surprised. So totally everybody, like, should just generally research this stuff anyway. Make one with your friends, do a quiz with your mates and stuff like that, on like a drinking night. Whoever doesn't get an answer takes a drink or whatever, just because you will end up finding out a load of really cool shit as well.
Jason would be drunk within the last
Jason wouldn't be sitting down anymore. He'd be on under the table.
He'd be passed out and we'd be doing unspeakable things.
And he'd love it, because he's a bitch.
Secretly, yeah. When he wakes up, he'd be like, that's a good feeling.
Bit of a dumpster, but fuck on my clothes.
Come on, this kidney.
Over you, just staring at you, smiling.
Oh. Let's wake up, see Dad's face.
Hello, my pretty.
Let's all share a silent moment for Nell, who has to do that most of the day.
Yes.
We feel really bad for her.
I feel for her, man. I feel for her.
Yeah.
You're always telling her to reconsider.
I do. Reconsider.
Okay. So, everybody say bye.
Bye. Goodbye, bye. World.
And we're done.
Boop, boop.